This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, not all conservatives are thrilled about President Trump's choice of Brett Kavanaugh to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. Some think his work in the Bush White House and on the D.C. Circuit Court make him too much of a Beltway insider. Here's former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum's take.
Donald Trump said he was going to energize the base with this pick. I don't think he did that. It just seems like, you know, Trump in this case just bowed to the elite in Washington. And I think that's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way.
Here to weigh in is Wyoming Senator John Barrasso, chairman of the Republican Policy Committee, also a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Welcome. Always good to have you. And it's important to note that Senator Santorum was pulling for a different one of the four contenders. So that may factor into how he feels about this. What do you think about this choice?
Well, I think it's a superb choice. Any one of the four would have been terrific, but there is really nothing that unifies Republican and conservatives as much as the issue of the Supreme Court. All of us, Republicans, conservatives alike, agree that the role of a judge is to apply the law, not legislate from the bench. And I'll tell you, as your last report, it is the Constitution. Mm-hmm. This is a legal document. It's not a living document. It was built for rigidity, not flexibility. And I think Judge Kavanaugh is the right person. You take a look at his credentials, highly qualified, mainstream, with just stellar credentials. I think he's the right person for the job.
Well, okay, you know that there are plenty of folks who do not feel the same way. There are appeals to your colleagues on both sides of the aisle asking them not to vote for him. I want to read one piece. This is from a piece by a University of Chicago law professor. He says, senators such as Susan Collins, Heidi Heitkamp, Lisa Murkowski, and Joe Donnelly must act courageously and wisely at this critical moment in our nation's history to preserve the integrity and credibility of our Supreme Court. They should refuse to confirm this nominee or any successor nominee unless a majority of both Republicans and Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee supports confirmation. Do you think such a candidate actually exists that could get those numbers today?
And not in the year 2018. You know, the senators will speak for themselves, but all those five senators that you just mentioned, all of them voted for Neil Gorsuch to confirm him to the Supreme Court. We know that Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski both voted to confirm Judge Kavanaugh onto the circuit court in 2006. They're going to listen to the testimony. They'll make their own decisions. They'll meet with the judge. They'll ask a number of questions. But I would expect in the end that this is a judge who's going to be confirmed, will be on the Supreme Court for a long time. Remember Justice Kennedy, who just retired 29 years after Ronald Reagan left office. Ronald Reagan appointed was still on the court 14 years after President Reagan had died. So at the age of 53, I would expect Judge Kavanaugh to be on the court truly for a generation.
Well, you know, this is why we go to confirm, you know, Supreme Court justices, you know, like this. I I'm just so impressed personally with Judge Kavanaugh's background, his upbringing. You know, kind of hard to argue the way he laid out his story, you know, talking about his parents. And I like what his mother, you know, shared. And I was going to share this with Jenny Beth Martin when we were speaking earlier. You know, very practical. Don't you love the golden nuggets of life that are just so simple, yet so profound? You know, she tells her son, use your common sense. And this is what she would say to, you know, to the jury. She says, use your common sense. What rings true? What rings false? You know, and I think in a lot of ways, sometimes we disconnect from, you know, our conscience and our better selves that tells us what rings true and what rings false. I got to tell you, I just, in listening to his background, it was just so impressive, you know, what his parents deposited into him as a young man, what he's been able to do in terms of, you know, service to his community. And I think a lot of people heard, you know, his commitment to service and going and serving meals, you know, to the poor and the elderly in his Catholic diocese. And I think many people are going to be encouraged to do the same because of that. I mean, yes, maybe we've forgotten to do that. you know, to love our neighbors and to reach out. And he was a great example. And his mother, you know, teaching in the underprivileged black areas of D.C. I think an excellent background and hard to argue against. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Bill Martinez Live.
Top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And over there is Sydney Powell. She's back with us, former federal DOJ attorney, current super lawyer and federal appeals attorney, author of the book License to Lie. Sydney, good to have you back with us. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, on the heels of the number two pick from this president, President Trump, I wanted to get your read on Judge Kavanaugh. What do you say?
Well, he's one of the most widely respected judges in the country. He's one of the top three judges who for a long time has provided more law clerks for Supreme Court justices than any of the other judges across the country. He routinely, they call him a feeder judge because he sends so many law clerks from his chambers on to the Supreme Court. And justices from both parties are appointed by both presidents from both parties have hired them to be their clerks.
Yeah, kind of interesting that speaking of hiring, that Justice Kagan had hired him for Harvard, right? So
exactly,
you know, so Chuck Schumer must have hit the ground and fainted when he heard that.
Yeah, he probably did. I wonder if he thought about that before he came out with this vocal opposition.
Yeah, but that was the deal. I mean, it was you know, they already had the line already set in stone. It was the only thing that was set to be was who the victim would be. Who was the name that they were going to put in there, right?
Exactly. The signs were pre-printed. I think Soros must have even funded four sets of signs to make sure they had one for every candidate.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it was even said that because of the way the timing worked on this, you had four packages that was produced by the White House. They contacted all four candidates saying, okay, if you get the nod, who do you want there? And, you know, all these are what some would indicate as signals that they might be the one. But the fact of the matter is the same query went to all four. And, of course, some pundits were reading that to be that of course, was going to be the nominee. But, of course, the president made the ultimate choice of Brett Kavanaugh, which he said was a judge's judge, right?
Yes, he is. He's just very highly regarded across the country by judges and lawyers.
Well, it's unfortunate with his talent and his background. I mean, it was so impressive to hear his short acceptance speech to the nomination last night. Impressive, you know, talking about his parents and learning, you know, his first exposure to appreciating the law was at the dinner table with his mother and father, you know, themselves going back to school to become attorneys.
Story that I did not know about him, and I absolutely love the fact that he coaches his little girls' basketball team.
Yeah, and he's known as Coach K there.
That's the only problem I have with him. I'm a Tar Heel from North Carolina.
Right.
And Coach K coaches the Duke Blue Devils, and
right.
They're our arch rivals. So I told somebody, well, you know, nobody's perfect, but since it's a girls' team that he's coaching, I'll give him a pass on that one.
Right. Well, good. We appreciate Grace. Grace is so limited these days, so it's nice to hear it coming from you, Sydney. And not that you don't ever extend Grace. I know better. But anyway, that's you know, these are all human stories. And the fact that he even said, this is what I'm going to say to the senators. I mean, it was like, okay, you know, how can you debate other than you're so ideologically fixed and you're going to resist no matter who the president would put forth? But he laid it out for everybody to know this is his position about interpreting the law and calling balls and strikes on the Constitution, right?
He did. And with over 300 opinions and decisions in different cases, there's certainly a good read on him out there as to what kind of judge or justice he will be.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a track record that was unmatched by anybody else that was being considered for the job.
And his decisions were reinforced by the Supreme Court and became the law of the land, what I think 6 or 7 times. So the fact that he was further supported by the Supreme Court would, you know, as you say, it just adds more credence to his capability, does it not?
Oh, yes, it definitely does. Yeah, you sure wouldn't want to have a judge nominated who was the most reversed by the Supreme Court.
Right, exactly.
And there's some of those out there.
Right, right. Well, and for, you know, Justice Kennedy, I mean, how rewarding for him. I mean, this is his second clerk that he's had in, you know, working for him that's now on the bench of the Supreme Court. I mean, what an honor.
Yeah, he's got to feel like a proud papa.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. Well, so what do you think, Sydney? Does he get confirmed before the midterms, or is this going to drag out because you've got the opposing forces? I mean, the Democrats are going to love this because they're going to raise. You imagine how much money they're going to raise in order to oppose this nominee?
Well, they'll raise a lot, but it's only going to be from fear-mongering. I really don't think anyone needs to start jumping up and down about the Roe v. Wade issue. I mean, for one thing, it's long-standing law.
Mm-hmm.
For another thing, it's an extremely complicated construct, and Kavanaugh is not – none of the justices are going to set out to just, you know, change that. They all recognize that their job is to interpret the law, not to create new law.
Mm.
So I think that's just a lot of extra fear-mongering that they're using to gin up their base. And unnecessarily inappropriately so.
Yeah, it's so irresponsible for, you know, Chuck Schumer to make the statements he made as if this nominee is going to come in on the first day. He's going to raise Roe v. Wade. You know as well as I do, if something comes to the court, that's one thing. But the justices, you know, certainly with the concern about activism these days, I mean, after all, that's what initiated Roe v. Wade was a majority opinion from activist judges. You know, we don't want to go back and revisit that, do we?
No, I mean, some people obviously do, some in one direction and some in the other, but I just don't see it happening anytime in the foreseeable future. For one thing, there's not a case that I know of in the pipeline that addresses those issues. I don't mm-hmm. think there's one in any of the circuit courts that raises it, and it takes forever for a case to go from the district court to the Supreme Court. I mean, often as long as a decade.
Mm-hmm. Well, the last time we talked about your book, License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. And, of course, every day we continue to see more and more evidence of your book, and it just adds credence. And I would say to anybody that is, you know, really wants to have a sincere consideration and look at what's going on with the Justice Department to really understand that your book is a must-read.
Thank you, especially the special counsel's work, too, since Andrew Weissman, his pit bull, as they call Mueller's chief lieutenant, is the lead villain in my book. And I do name names, and it is all true. Most of the dialogue is from real court hearings and transcripts.
Well, we got to go to a quick break. We come back. I want you to unfold that a little bit more for our audience, and we'll get into a couple of other chapters that I want to point out as well. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Sydney Powell is with us, and we've got more from her right after this.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of Nutramedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing Nutramed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Sidney Powell continues. License to Lie is the title of her book, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. Sidney, as you were saying just right before the break, the whole special counsel issue, here we're almost 2 years into this, all this money that's been invested, and there just seems more and more that there's no there. And I almost think that Robert Mueller is looking for, an exit. Off this freeway here, because the longer it goes out and there's nothing to really show for it, he seems to be losing credibility. Am I misreading this?
Well, he certainly should be losing credibility, because the longer it takes, the more we learn from the Office of the Inspector General about how corrupt the DOJ and the FBI actually are. Mm-hmm. And we just got part one of that. Well, really, kind of the first chapter of it, with the McCabe report that finds him having committed at least three instances of perjury and with respect to leaks he was making to the Wall Street Journal, and then his conversations with the special counsel and others about those. And then we have the massive report of the Inspector General on the pre-election conduct of the FBI and DOJ in the Clinton email investigation, which was one of the biggest cover-ups, probably the biggest cover-up in the history of the DOJ and FBI. I've got a number of articles about that on the Daily Caller and other places. Mm-hmm. It's just absolutely extraordinary. I don't know whether you caught this or not, but there were, when they found the Wiener laptop, there were 675,000 Clinton emails on it from all domains. And the agent in New York said that was the entire Clinton file, all the backups and everything, including the BlackBerry messages that Comey had supposedly had the agents looking for under every rock. I mean, they were going to leave no stone unturned to find those. Right. And they find them on the Wiener laptop, and they deliberately disregarded them.
Well, and the whole handling of evidence, Sidney, I mean, here you are as a former prosecutor. This just has to be a classic obstruction of justice, a classic just ignorance of the law and procedure. I mean, on so many levels, this is so wrong.
It was a calculated cover-up. Their mission from the get-go was to cover up exactly what she had done, because Obama was in it up to his eyeballs, and so were other high-ranking officials. There were no telling how many people in the government were emailing her at ClintonEmail.com and sending classified information. Somebody was deliberately stripping classified markings from all kinds of things, including special access program materials that you'd have to commit four felonies before you could even get out of the building with that information. The violations are beyond appalling. Anybody else would have been put under the jail already for any one of them, and there were hundreds, if not thousands, committed by the Clinton team.
Well, as you say, a cover-up, and what led to this, and this was something that stuck out to me, was when James Comey and even Hillary Clinton responded to this whenever they were talking about some of these emails and these directives. They would often use the phrase, at the time, at the time.
Right.
That's
because somebody was on, according to orders, was stripping the markings. Mm-hmm. And she, of all people, should have been prosecuted for doing that, because she was a person who could classify stuff. The business, if she didn't know and it wasn't marked at the time, is absolute horse feathers.
Yes. Well, and the thing is, you'd mentioned the Oval Office being involved with this. Barack Obama, I mean, we know by fact there were emails. I mean, he used an alias in order to communicate with her on a non-secured server. So, and supposedly he warned her not to have a non-secured server, and yet participates with her on this. How messed up is this?
It's really really messed up. I don't think he warned her not to have it. I think he approved her having it. I think that was part of the whole deal from the get-go before she swung her support to him when he was running for president against her way back when. And then she could set up the Clinton Foundation thing and run the pay-for-play, and it was all on the same server. Mm-hmm. So they, when the New York field office found Wiener's laptop, it had not only the ClintonEmail.com or whatever her private email was, it had all the Clinton Foundation stuff on it, too.
So what did Barack Obama have to gain in this? Was he going to be a franchise player in the Clinton Foundation or be given, you know, the outline of how to construct his own foundation so that he could do some of the same as the Clinton Foundation and have life after presidency?
Well, for starters, he got her support and that of her base for the election that when he won his first term as president. And then, in addition, you know, we have the whole Uranium One problem.
Right.
And there was a lot of money involved in that. I would love to know where all that went and see all the emails related to it, because that could also involve Bob Mueller, who was head of the FBI at the time and took the sample of uranium to Mr. Putin on the FBI jet.
This is incredible. I mean, you know, this almost smacks of conspiracy if there just wasn't so much empirical evidence. But I guess maybe what you do is you just pound everybody with so much information that their brain bruised that they can't even process it all. Because, you know, there's also the suggestion that these emails, because they were so exposed, did this also, you know, contribute to the exposure of, you know, Chris Stevens in Benghazi?
It could have. I mean, the FBI agents that saw it said it was everything from 2006 on, the entire Clinton file.
Wow.
It would probably answer most every question that anybody would have.
So, Sydney, what's going to happen with all this stuff? I mean, this is so massive. You've got this special counsel taking place that is almost the road to nowhere. I mean, the best they can talk about is, and it's amazing to me how people can, with a straight face, talk about, you know, who they indicted, including 13 Russians. There's no way they're going to be prosecuted whatsoever. I mean, it's all
and one non-existent Russian company.
Yes.
And not to mention the whole frame-up of General Flynn, because
yes.
We now know that the agents, according to Comey and McCabe, who testified under oath in front of Congress, that the agents who interviewed Flynn, which included none other than Agent Peter Strzok, the infamous one, thought Flynn was telling the truth. So then how in the world does Flynn get prosecuted for making a false statement to the FBI?
Sydney, I know with the rule of law, and you being a prosecutor yourself, you have to make sure all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed. In this particular case, the way the Congress is approaching this, we're not really going to get to the truth unless there's a grand jury that's seated on all these issues. Do you think that's forthcoming, or are we just going to continue to waste the people's money and go through this endless exercise of he said, she said, and, obstructionism?
Well, Mueller has access to a grand jury, but we can have absolutely no confidence that we're going to find out the truth about anything from anything he's doing because of his whole approach to it and Mr. Weissman's involvement and the team he assembled are basically all Clinton protectors. In fact, I think the whole special counsel probe was part of the Page Stroke insurance policy that they concocted and were talking about in McCabe's office that day, as referenced in the text messages.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just all part of the swamp. What it's going to take is either a separate special prosecutor who's given the authority to investigate the Department of Justice and the FBI and everyone who participated in the Clinton cover-up, as well as the Clinton email scandal itself, because I can tell you from the IG's report, it is obvious to anyone who has a law degree and has a functioning brain that there was never a real investigation of the Clinton email scandal to begin with. They didn't look at the Huma Abedin emails, even though they knew that everybody emailed Huma. She was a proxy for Hillary and just told her to print it out to give it to Hillary.
Well, exposing the corruption in the Department of Justice, like any string of lies, there's always one too many. Her book, License to Lie, it is really a shocker. And I know we're having to deal with this, Sydney, every day as more and more news comes out. And it just adds more credence to your book and appreciation for all the hard work and research that you did in order to present this to us. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A NATO summit underway now in Brussels. President Trump in attendance and again accusing NATO allies of not paying their fair share for the cost of defense through that alliance.
The United States is paying far too much.
Secretary General of NATO Jens Stoltenberg opening the summit by urging member nations to agree to disagree while staying united.
It is important that this summit demonstrates that despite disagreements, despite frank and open discussions, we will be able to deliver and to make decisions.
President Trump scheduled to meet today with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and with French President Emmanuel Macron, two leaders of NATO nations he's had some friction with in recent months. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's Bill Martinez live.
When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Eddie Scarry is joining us now, D.C.-based media reporter, The Washington Examiner. Eddie, how you doing?
I'm good. Happy to be here.
Hey, good to have you with us. You know, I've often said in any kind of organization, when the people understand what the mission is and what it's all about, oftentimes they will self-deport because they just realize they're a round peg in a square hole. And your article takes this perspective that the anti-Trumpers within the GOP realize that they just cannot get behind this president, no way, no how, and they've either self-deported or they've been fired, right?
That's right. I put it a slightly different way. Mm-hmm. It's that the president came in and changed the shape of the peg, and they don't fit anymore, and they're no longer welcome.
Right.
And yet they kind of made this idea. It started with me seeing this guy named Max Boot, who, longtime journalist, I guess a conservative to some extent. But nobody really ever heard of him. He has a column at the Washington Post, but he's not one of their more well-known writers, like certainly not like Charles Krauthammer or any of their other writers are. But he comes out and makes this big announcement. He's been criticizing Trump for the last 2 years, but he comes out and makes this big announcement about he's leaving the Republican Party and wants Democrats to come in. And we've seen that with other people too. George Will is one, also at the Washington Post. Joe Scarborough also happens to have a Washington Post column. It's like anybody can get a Washington Post column as long as you hate the president.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, they can make this announcement, but nobody was listening in the first place. Trump was elected anyway. His numbers among Republican voters is still at 90% approval, which even the St. Ronald Reagan did not have those kind of numbers at this point in his term. So no, these people were fired. They didn't quit like they said they are. They've been obsolete for a long time. And yet the other point I want to make is that when they do come out and make these announcements, the rest of the media has open arms for them. Now, people that didn't know Max Boot, they'll know him now probably because he's been on so much more TV lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I know, that's what you're saying. I mean, you mentioned Max Boot. Max Boot, who ever heard of him? And but, you know, that's it's just the nature right now. But, again, we go back to that, you know, small minority. It's kind of like what we live in right now is the tail-shaking-the-dog culture. You know, it's whatever can stand out and be outrageous. You know, the big headlines, forget about the lack of substance. But if you can grab a headline, then you can, you know, lead the day. But whether it's George Will or Max Boot, certainly Scarborough has exposed himself to such a degree that it's like, you know, he's inconsequential anymore, is he not?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the paradox of it. Most people really don't care about this. It's kind of like every so often you'll get a journalist, sometimes the same journalist, in over the course of a year or so, will come out and say, oh, I'm quitting Twitter. And then suddenly, like, they'll get booked on TV to talk about this. Nobody cares that they quit Twitter. The same thing, nobody cares that George Will, I mean, he's been outmoded for so long. Nobody cares that he's calling for Democrats to take Congress. I mean, he'll get a bunch of TV bookings, and yet I don't know. I think that, you know, the media cares about this, but nobody else does. I mean, again, Trump was elected despite these same people opposing Trump. Trump is at 90% approval rating among Republicans, despite these people day in and day out screaming into a well.
Yeah.
That's what I say. See, when they, you have like Max Boot says, I'm going to quit the Republican Party now. I think, okay, well, I'm going to go yell into a well for 3 hours, and then I'm going to write a piece. I'm going to stop yelling into the well and then write a piece. Why I stopped yelling into the well for 3 hours.
Right, exactly. Well, it's kind of like what we said. Sometimes people have to experience the lack of freedom and liberty in order to appreciate freedom and liberty. Or you have to fall off the roof and realize that, yeah, gravity still is in effect here. And it amazes me. I mean, what's going on with George Will? Did all of a sudden he change his cocktail circuit? He's palling up with a different group of people now? I mean, I know he's kind of been on the edge, and I appreciate, his perspective from time to time. But lately, as you said, he's become increasingly irrelevant. And in some sense, I only just say from, the quality of his talent, I think he's a very gifted writer. I love his command of the language, there is a clear disconnect from where he is versus Main Street America today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, whatever his writing ability aside, I mean, there's so much of this is just, one, it's almost a survival thing that because they want to stay in the good graces of mainstream media and still get booked on TV, still get, their paid contributorships on cable or they hope to get them. So they have to day in and day out say they hate Trump despite them having been conservatives and voting Republicans or at least promoting Republicans for such a long time. And then the other thing is that there really is this personal level of disdain for the president. It has nothing to do with policy issues. I mean, if you look at the way Trump has governed for the most part, for the vast majority of the way he's governed has been entirely just down the middle of standard Republican stuff. I mean, his Supreme Court picks are just generally, you could see any Republican picking them. You could tax the one major legislation he's passed has been tax cuts, the repeal of the, Obamacare mandate. I mean, these are all just general Republican things, but there's a distaste for him on a personal level. They just don't like him as a person, and yet that then bleeds into their writing, which is we need to elect Democrats now. I mean, I don't know how you jump from one to the other. There were two last thing going. One of them gone now, Charles Krauthammer, who I think didn't like the president on a personal level, and
right.
You could judge him based on his performance. And then there's Ben Shapiro, who your listeners may not know him, but
we're very familiar with him. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, good. And he's very good. He describes himself as a sometimes Trumper. Sometimes mm-hmm. he likes Trump and sometimes he doesn't. He just looks at his record, doesn't care what he says, and doesn't care about he doesn't have the personal hatred that so many of the others that were formerly on the right seem to have.
Well, when you have that kind of vitriol, I mean, that's the lens that you choose to look through, then everything is acidic. And I'm not sure that that's quite encouraging even to the reader of your publications. And this is what's happening. I mean, you know, I think Main Street America is getting tired with all the vitriol. And of course, it's revving up again because we're talking about a new judge to the court and the nominee who I look at on its face and say, wow, this is quite a stellar individual. And this represents one of almost a couple of dozen pre-selected candidates that the president, back in the days when he was a candidate, said, hey, look, if you elect me, here's the group of judges that I'm looking at to put on the Supreme Court. Conservatives at first weren't sure if they should really believe the president or not, but so far he's two for two.
Oh, sure, and I think you are right about saying that there's this visceral, it's on a visceral level among mm-hmm. the national media, and it affects every single way that they approach the president. I write about this at length in my book, Fraud and Fiction, available on Amazon.com,
right.
Just about how over and over again, no matter what the issue is, and oftentimes they'll just make up issues there has to be something negative. There has to be a downside to the president. I'm actually writing about the Brett Kavanaugh issue, that'll come out tomorrow. But, just to give you a preview, I mean, you can actually expect a very quick and painless confirmation for him just based on the New York Times' coverage of him.
Mm-hmm.
It's very angry, and yet it's unjustifiably so because they can't, other than that the court is going to tilt to the, presumably the court's going to tilt to the right,
mm-hmm.
there is no critique of his judicial record, his qualifications, any of that. It's simply a matter of being upset that Trump got to pick him. And now what you see with the editorial board is just calling on Democrats to use this issue to turn out voters in November. You know, the court's being hijacked by conservative interest groups. And I mean, that's not a critique of Brett Kavanaugh. That's just being angry that you didn't have a president to fill the seat.
Exactly. And so their other solution is, hey, look, we need to enlarge the court. You know, to 15 members, and they're all going to be liberal judges. That'll balance out the court. It's their solution, right? Oh, yeah, yeah. It's never ending. Well, thank goodness for that, because it keeps you in business, and it keeps me in business as well. Eddie, again, remind everybody about your book, Must Read.
Must Read book, Fraud and Fiction, available on Amazon.com. You'll see so many things about the media and the way they approach the president. It's pretty unbelievable. Fraud and Fiction on Amazon.com.
D.C.-based media reporter Eddie Scarry. Thank you, Eddie.
This report is brought to you by Orthodermatologics, the makers of Salik Brodalumab Injection. For over 25 years, Jane Nastasi searched for the right treatment for her plaque psoriasis, a chronic non-contagious skin disease that caused her embarrassment and forced her to wear clothing that exposed little skin, even during the summer.
After trying many treatments, Jane's dermatologist suggested she try Salik Brodalumab Injection, a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from injections or pills, systemic therapy, or phototherapy, treatment using ultraviolet light treatment, and who have tried other systemic therapies that didn't work or stopped working. It's not known whether Salik is safe and effective in children. Salik works differently than other psoriasis treatments by blocking a specific group of proteins at the site of inflammation. Patients often try a variety of treatments before finding one that works, or sometimes a treatment works for a while and then stops. Since being treated with Salik, Jane's skin is almost cleared.
I spent years uncomfortable in my own skin. Salik changed that for me. I hope others with this condition will talk to their doctor about available treatment options to find what works best for them.
Salik Brodalumab Injection is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderate
moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from injections, pills, systemic therapy, or phototherapy, and who have tried another systemic therapy that didn't work or stopped working. Do not take Celiac if you are allergic to any of its ingredients. Tell your doctor if you have a history of suicidal thoughts, depression, anxiety, or mood problems, or if you start to have these, as suicidal thoughts and behavior have occurred in patients treated with Celiac. Celiac may lower your ability to fight infections and may increase your risk of infection. Before starting Celiac, your doctor should test for tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or have symptoms of infection, such as fever, fatigue, cough, or any type of sores, or if you plan to receive or have recently received a vaccine. If you have Crohn's disease, do not use Celiac, as symptoms may worsen. Talk to your doctor about additional safety information and to see if Celiac is an option for you. For full prescribing information, including medication guide, please visit www.celiac.com or call Celiac Solutions at 1-855-RX-CELIAC, 1-855-797-4547, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Talk about what's hitting the fan. Let me tell you, the president is overseas. He's having fun with the NATO countries. They think they're having fun with them. AK is with us, Andrea Kay, a national radio and TV personality. You gotta love Trump. I mean, he continues to, kind of stick him in the side here to let him know that, in case you've forgotten, America is still first, right?
Yeah, and this, you talk about fun. There's nothing more fun for Trump to be in the middle of some hardcore negotiations that are going to result in good for the American people and himself as well and his family. Everybody's going to be going to be best for everybody in the long run. And while he's doing that, he gets the satisfaction of knowing that the left is still in hysterics. They're still in hysterics over his latest Supreme Court pick. It's delicious.
Yeah, it really is.
Satisfying.
Yeah, I mean, from coast to coast and around the world. It just keeps getting better and better. And I want to get to Kavanaugh in just a moment, but before we do, let's wrap up the NATO talk that's happening around the cooler. And, here he is. He's saying, hey, 2%. And, the inspector general, the general for NATO says, hey, look, we did a good job. And Trump in typical CEO form says, not good enough. You know, we don't have everybody spending 2% of GDP here. And it's almost getting to the point of where, you see, what happens when relationships stop working? And there was a reason for NATO. And that was because of Russia and the what was the other treaty that skipped my mind? The Warsaw Pact. So
all, you know, since 1991, that's disbanded, so it's irrelevant. So why do you have NATO? So they've got to be careful because they may push themselves into irrelevancy. And, you know, like any other agreement, it can just go by the wayside. It's not going to be the end of the world if, you know, the whole NATO mission, you know, goes by the wayside. I mean, here, as Donald Trump would look at it, that's a lot of shekels back onto our budget, is it not?
Well, yeah. I mean, what we are seeing in action here, which is part of why the left is hysterical over every movie makes, is what we're seeing in action is what the American people wanted. They wanted to bring in an outsider and a businessman because even though we don't necessarily understand, like President Trump does, what it took for him to build a $40 billion business, a global enterprise, you don't even have to understand everything about business and economy, the government, or anything else to have realized over the last few years, if not decades, that all of these attorneys and these career politicians, they don't know anything about, you know, the economy. They have us completely off track. We needed a businessman to get us on back on track because part of what's gone on with these career politicians is once the United States government gets involved with something, once it starts spending money, once a program gets launched, whether it involves the UN, whether it's some entitlement program, whether it's NATO, it's like it never gets pulled back. It just continues to grow regardless of whether or not it's effective because the government is always inefficient. Whether it's the United States government or others, except maybe for the Department of Defense. And so it was time for us to have a businessman come in. We're $20 trillion in debt. We cannot afford to continue to be the one carrying the load for everybody around the world.
Exactly.
If you're in a dysfunctional relationship with somebody in your personal life and they're taking advantage of you financially, you go, you know what, it's been going on a while. I ain't giving you any more money.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Well, and the thing that happens here, interestingly enough, is the same people that will complain about what Trump is doing in NATO are the very same that said, hey, we're not the police of the world. We don't want to be the police of the world. So Trump goes, oh, well, I agree with you. Well, no, you're not supposed to agree with me. You know? So they find something else to complain about, you know. So it's just terrible.
Yeah.
And then, hey, are you ready for this one? Did you hear about what the mayor of London is doing? He's got approval to fly a blimp, which is derogatory towards the president on Friday. Now, I got to imagine Trump loves this. They think it's going to hurt his feelings or something, that it's some slap in the face. It's like, wait a minute, your government is in disarray right now. I'm there, you know, going to talk with Theresa May, who's trying to figure out what kind of alliances she has because she's totally messed up this whole Brexit program. And now you're going to fly a blimp over there. You know, it's like, really? Okay, well, let's have a parade. Why not?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's likely to want to go and take a selfie with it in the background.
You know that. You know that.
And,
I mean, exactly.
Right. And then on top of it, I read a report yesterday that there was some crowdfunding site got put up to create a balloon that's anti-Sadiq Khan, and it actually raised more money by London citizens than the money that was raised to pay for the anti-Trump float. So it's kind of backfired on that Sadiq Khan because the man who told people in London, which is now referred to by many as Londonistan, and you're more likely, as Katie Hopkins said on my show, you're more likely to get acid tossed in your face in a terrorist attack in London than in Kabul.
Yeah.
You know, the citizens of London that, you know, where they don't have any guns, but the knife attacks all day long and terrorist attacks. And this is the guy who decided the solution was, you know, knife control. His citizens aren't particularly happy with him. So this whole thing has kind of backfired on him.
Yeah, so now we have dueling blimps come Friday in London.
Exactly.
And meanwhile, the Queen is going, can we have another wedding, please?
Oh, exactly.
just
you know, it's like, what? People are seriously starting to scratch their heads over Meghan Markle because they're like, that used to be the fantasy. Oh, you know, girl, average American, you know, commoner, you know, marries the prince. People are like, girl, you're going to be back in 5 years because you're going to get enough of that ridiculousness over there in London.
I thought it was a prince, but he turned out to be a toad. Nothing changed.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know. I mean, you know, hey, to see the tabloids, it's not... it's not roses and rainbows necessarily, and her father is causing problems again too. I just, as I'm walking through the tabloid section of the market, I pick up these little bit of headlines, and because you want to find out who's got the, you know, which celeb has the worst cancer disease and is ready to die any moment now. And some of these people, you know, have been have had stage 4 cancer for 10 years, according to, you know, these tabloids, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the, you know, the final career, the final tour, the farewell tour that goes on for like 5 years.
Oh, for Cher?
Cher comes back in town like 10 times.
She's back.
But the thing about Meghan Markle is that, you know, the fantasy of becoming, you know, one of the British royals, it's like that might have been cool back when London and the UK still had its act together.
Right.
But, you know, when they've joined the EU and they had the open borders and multiculturalism, it's destroyed Europe. It's like that's no longer the fantasy.
No.
You know, anymore. So, you know, fly your anti-Trump blimps. We don't care, okay? Because
right.
Our man Trump is going to make America great again, because that's really what it's about.
Well, it's happening right now at every turn. I mean, it can't be denied what's going on. So, you know, dilly-dilly to this president. We'll just keep things rolling along. And, speaking of she's back, are you hearing the latest? The Democrats, I mean, they can't revive, Oprah said, hey, I'm not in. I'm not going into that. I don't want a dog in that fight even. So I'm getting out of there. And Elizabeth Warren can't gain traction no matter what. Kamala Harris keeps shooting herself in the foot. And now the rumor is that they want Hillary back for another shot, that she's tracking at number 2 for a Democratic choice for a rerun in 2020.
Yeah, you know, it's just so, speaking of yummy, you know, I'm hoping that she really does actually, that it's not just a rumor. Of course, you know, it's got to be more than just a rumor, because there were images of Hillary and Bill flying coach and trying to reach to a kid.
What is this? Flying coach?
I mean, that's worse than the Scooby-Doo van.
Yes.
She rode around in for about 5 miles before she thought nobody was looking and got back in her, you know, chauffeur-driven limousine. So, yeah, I mean, I think she's clearly taking the temperature. It shows how mind-numbingly off the rails the Democrat Party is. They've gotten a leadership. I mean, lately, the past couple of weeks, their leadership has been Mad Maxine calling for mobs to harass
right.
assault people. And then some, you know, some socialist commie out of New York who only got 17,000 votes, and that was enough to win a primary in the town of 700,000.
And she's the rising star and hope of the Democratic Party, really?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what's the platform? Open borders, you know, high crime.
Free everything. Yeah, exactly. And made up stories about her background. Well, you know, don't worry about that. You know, her mother was a maid. Her mother goes, I'm no pick and maid. Are you kidding me? She's...
Yeah.
Upper middle class lady. She's been reduced to being a maid. I don't think so. Girlfriend, don't do maid stuff. Go figure.
Maybe that's what Hillary should do. Okay, so she was seen flying commercially with Bill, reading books to some kid who was probably hired out of some casting office in L.A. somewhere.
Yeah.
So then maybe next thing she can do is actually show pictures of her cleaning her toilets in her home or something. Maybe she thinks that's going to help her connect.
Yeah.
I mean, she's literally not connected to reality if she thinks she can win again. She's got to be plotting what else she can steal, because, you know, she hijacked the DNC and stole the primary from Bernie Sanders in 2016. So she must have some. She did join forces with some resistance movement called Demand Justice, which was quite ironic because the American people are still waiting for justice for her.
I was going to say,
why
is she going to, you know, challenge to run again, take the risk of running again? I mean, she may end up getting locked up before then anyway, if there's enough courage coming out of the Justice Department to take a look at, you know, all the shenanigans she did as Secretary of State. I mean, this thing has not gone away yet.
No, it ain't over. It ain't over till the fat lady sings, so maybe she'll take some singing lessons at some point as another way to connect with people. I have no idea.
Yeah, suddenly I picture a fat lady in a pants suit. running the scales, getting ready to bust out here. Oh, too funny. Andrea Kay, you're too much. I appreciate it.
All
the fun
me,
and hey, we need to have this. I mean, everything has just been so heavy, and of course the Democrats have been losing their mind over the Kavanaugh deal, and it's just like, wow.
Might as well laugh, right?
You have to appreciate it. Andrea Kay, I'm Bill Martinez live. AK, thank you so much as always. Appreciate it. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for having me. You too.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract. From within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.